you to reach out.
Amos 10 Angst's Billboard Singles. Hit 107.
I came here for love.
We've given up our billboards. Enough of that sort of corporate look. Three people standing there with head-like testicles, let's be honest. There's Angus, you know, your big smile there, my sort of shaggy locks. Kat, you're there looking like a newsreader. we've seen enough of those sort of billboards, so we've given them up and said, let's put some singles on the billboard. They can advertise themselves, and then you leave a voicemail, and we hook you up on some dates. Let's meet James. James is a good bloke. He's looking for love. Let's play some of the voicemails he received over the last few days.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, my name's Sam, and I'm 24, and I'm interested in James. I'm the life of the party. I love to have fun, and I'm ready to share that with somebody. I'm interested in James because he's career-driven, and I'm all about that in a man. Can't wait to hear from you.
Hey, James. My name is Bianca. I'm 28. I work as a electronic warfare consultant for defence, so something a bit different. I train 6 days a week, so more than happy to happy to lift with you.
Hi, it's Vanessa here, just leaving a message for James. We live in regional New South Wales, but you caught my eye and I thought it was worth a shot. I'm 29 and I'm a veterinary nurse, which means I always have a cool, funny or weird story to tell. I can count to 10 in Japanese if that helps at all. Anyway, if you sound like you're up for a road trip, give me a call.
Hi, my name's Brittany and I'm just calling up because I've just seen the photo of James and oh my god, he is so cute. I feel like I'll just meet all his requirements. Thank you.
James, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
James, a lot of people are saying you're a, you know, you're a big catch, you're a good-looking unit. Some people said that you're Dean Polo-esque. He's an old Richmond player. They said you've got a Dean Polo vibe about you. I didn't exactly know what that meant, but I think it means you're a handsome fella. There's people out there looking. We've got three ladies who have left the voicemails, and you're about to date all of them. But please, take charge. You know, these are the these are the girls that you need to find out about.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be taking one of them on a date this weekend, and we'll have the results next week. But for now, it's a phone date. We're going to connect you up first, James, with Bianca and Craigmore. Go ahead. Your date is on underway.
Hello, James. How are you?
I'm very, very good. How are you?
I'm good.
Passed away. How did you end up on this segment? Was it your idea or is it somebody else's?
I was roped in by some friends. But I was all aboard for it, so thought why not give it a go.
Well, I appreciate that. And what do you do for work?
So I work as a consultant for defence. So something really different, every day.
Okay.
Secret stuff, so yeah.
Electronic warfare, right? It's pretty individual.
Yeah.
Okay. I was actually in the military before all of my career-driven stuff, so I actually got a fair idea of what you do, actually. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I'd like to pick your brain about that.
Yeah, ex-sailor, so...
Are you really? My dad, both my parents are in the Navy. That's where they met originally.
Mutual interest.
I mean, they could chat all day, couldn't they?
We like that one.
Yeah.
Great start there. Right. Yeah. What on Bianca?
We do have to move on to your next date, though, James. And, okay. James, please meet Mel. Your date has started now.
Hi, James. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Good. So you might not have got a voicemail. I actually discovered you on the Instagram. So, yeah, you probably don't know really much about me. But yeah, I'm 33.
You saw my profile on Instagram?
Yeah, I did. And, yeah, I thought you looked pretty genuine and... I thought I'd bite the bullet and say hello.
Really? So you've not seen the billboard or have you heard any of the stuff on the radio?
No, I literally just came across it on, the Instagram. So, see a picture and thought, hey, why not?
Why not? Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 33, so I'm a little bit older.
33?
So, hopefully
that's
you don't
all right. You can teach me a lesson. That'll work.
Okay. There you go. Mel, who just likes you purely based off looks. I don't know how you feel about that, James.
Going a little too well for the entertainment value for me.
Sam in Morfordville, you are on the air in your date with James. Go for it.
Hey, hon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. This got spicy real quick.
I'm a lot of fun.
Are you really? And what do you do for work? What do you do for fun?
Well, I work in retail, so that's, like, pretty abs. But, like, I love to get lit, obviously.
Yeah.
You love to get lit?
Look, if the timing's right and the occasion's right, I can definitely get lit.
Oh,
you have to teach me the younger generation, though.
the younger generation.
I'm assuming, are you 24? Are you the
24-year-old? Yeah. Yeah, I'm 24. Okay.
Yeah, well, you have to teach me some of the more recent shots that people do. I'm a little bit old school, I'm sorry.
Oh, I can absolutely do that. I love a tequila. You got to have a tequila.
Mm. All right, we'll do that. That sounds like a plan.
I'm fine.
That new fandangled tequila.
Now is the time, James, to pick who you'd like to take out on a date this weekend, knowing that if you pick Sam in Morphettville, you'll probably go to Red Square and get lit.
Get lit.
Yeah, yeah.
Who do you want?
I like the electronic warfare, the defense consultant. I think she's interesting. I think we've got some common ground there as well. Whoa. And if she's coming from defense and I grew up in a defense family, I feel like common ground's probably the safest bet.
You don't want to get lit AF, bro?
Oh, man. I've done it too much. I'm tired, guys. I need a break.
Bianca, let's keep up that chemistry that you had in the 30 seconds of your date. You're going on a date this weekend with James.
Oh, sweet. Great.
Nice one.
Sounded like he didn't want to be. Oh, sweet. Cancel my plans.
Like, damn it, it's gone this far. Now she's committed.
All right, guys, we'll catch up with you come Monday to see how the dates have gone. It's Billboard Singles. If you see the billboards on the corner of West Terrace and Franklin Street on Port Road in Bowdoin, make sure you look out and leave a voicemail behind.